Or we swing the pendulum the other way and sit there silent, powerlessly, never really getting into God's work of reconciling all things. But here, the good news of the day, God's divine economy has offered us another way, a sacred path, which is this: when God hears our groans, God comes incarnating Godness before us, kneeling down next to us in our enslavement, in our imprisonment, in our poverty, in our struggle, and whispers, "You can fly. You've had the power and the ability all along. I just came by to remind you who you are. You can fly. And church, we can fly. We can stand. We can live a life worthy of God's calling. We can love, and it changes everything if we allow God to do the interior work of making us whole persons. Would you be up for that journey? Would you be willing to allow God to do that kind of work in your interior life today? Would you be willing to get baptized if you haven't? Would you be willing to let someone mentor you into this brand new life? Would you be willing to sit with God in prayer and silence and stillness, in study and in service and giving, to allow God's Holy Spirit to reshape your spirit, to make you a whole person? Because here's the thing, when you become a whole person, you can fly. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen.